Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning. Let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, Lord, for the freedom that we have in America. Lord, having just celebrated, Lord, on July the 4th and what America means to us. Father, America would not be for us, Lord, what it is, had you not been and continue to be what you are. So, Father, you are the one that we need to be giving thanks to. And, Lord, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be American citizens. Thank you for allowing us to live here in the valley. As this broadcast goes out throughout the valley, I think all of us realize, Lord, how blessed we are to be able to live in such a wonderful place. And thank you, Lord, for that. And, Lord, we do draw our attention to you this morning. We ask you to help us. We are a needy people, and you know this better than we know it. You know us better than we know ourselves. And so, Father, Lord, help us this morning, please. You remember that we're but dust. And, Lord, help us today. Speak to our hearts. Allow the Word of God, Lord, to find lodging. May it challenge us. May we receive that challenge. May we agree with you, Father, and may we allow your Holy Spirit to work in our lives. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs, have been for some time, looking for biblical principles for practical living. We are in chapter 25, and I'm down in verse number 4. The Bible says this, "Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer." Years ago, I was in a machine shop, and I was watching a gentleman heat up some lead. And as that lead was heating up and it began to liquefy, he began to scoop off of the top of it some things that, just to be honest with you, looked quite nasty. And he would take that, sort of skim it off the top and throw it off to the side, and eventually got down to what he wanted, and he began to take from that. He was making musket balls. He was a gentleman that was involved in the old type of reenactment. He had an old musket, and he was making his own musket balls. But he was cleaning off the dross from that lead. He was purifying it so that he would have a better, more solid lead ball. You know, that's sort of the idea, or a matter of fact, that's exactly the idea that's being defined here. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Now, when we think about this in a spiritual application, God has something for us here. You know, much like lead, upon heating of that lead, the impurities of the lead rise to the top and they can be scooped off. And this allows, obviously, for more pure lead or silver or gold or what have you. So the heat is a purifying element to this, in this matter. It brings to the top the dross so that you can get rid of it. And heat is to silver and lead and gold what trials are and what testings are to the Christian. We, sometimes in our life, God sends us through a test. He turns the heat up, so to speak. And as the heat's turned up in our lives, the dross begins to come forth. God begins to show us about ourselves what he knows, and sometimes we either don't see or refuse to see. And I think God sometimes turns the heat up on in our lives to allow us to see what he sees, so that we can then deal with this dross, deal with this sin that has been dormant in the sense of, not that we've not practiced it, but dormant in the sense we haven't recognized it. And so God's going to show us by putting us through some tests. He's going to put us through some trials. And he's from that, he's going to make us a more pure Christian, more pure believer. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:3, "The finding pot is for silver, and the furnace of gold for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts." You see here, the Lord trieth the hearts. It is the Lord, the whole purpose of is for purification. God is purifying us. God is making us a vessel unto honor. In Malachi chapter 3:3, the Bible says, "And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness." You know, this morning God's going to allow testings to touch our lives, but it's not to be mean to us, it's to be helpful. God is trying to make of us a more righteous individual so that we could be a vessel unto honor. In our Bibles, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and met for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. So God's trying to purify us. 1 Peter chapter 1, 7, that the trial of your faith, being more precious than of gold that perished, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I wonder this morning, has God been turning up the heat in your life? Has God been purifying you by allowing you to go through some trials? I wonder this morning, what was your attitude, or what is your attitude? I can testify, much to my own shame, that there have been many a times as God was putting me through the trials of my life, that I resisted those trials, became angry at the trials. I became frustrated at circumstances, and I was rebelling against this act of refining, this act of purifying. And so God had to send me back through more trials and send me back through more fires so that he could purify me. And I have a long ways to go. And I still, to this day, find myself being resistant to the trials. Nobody likes trials. Nobody likes difficulties. We can often be like the children of Israel, be found murmuring and complaining when things don't go our way. Why is life this hard? Why is it the harder I try, the harder it gets? Why does it have to be so difficult? It doesn't make sense to me. And boy, we can moan and complain and just sort of get bent out of shape. But you know, if we will be pliable to the Lord, God will bring to us that heat of life, so to speak, those trials. But it's all for the purpose of making us a more refined Christian. And I would trust this morning that all of us, at the very root of our heart, we would say, Lord, I want to be a better Christian. I want to be a vessel unto honor. I want to be an asset, not a liability, in the cause of Jesus Christ. And so this morning, if God is sending you through trials and sending you through testings, you know, may you have the strength and may you have the wherewithal to bear up under the heat of testings and trials. And may you understand that God is doing you a favor. He's trying to make you a more pure vessel. He's trying to make you to where he can use you more, and life would be better because of that. And so this morning, instead of resisting, instead of complaining, instead of murmuring over the trials and the difficulties of life, may we yield to those and allow God to purify us. That's a good principle. You know, the next time you're going through the trial and your emotions tell you, be mad, be angry, strike back, you know, maybe the Holy Spirit of God would say, yield, surrender, and learn. And this would be a good principle to live. May God give us wisdom here. Let's drop down to verses 6 and 7. The Bible says, put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better is it that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. You know, here's a principle that we ought not to exalt ourselves. We ought not to lift ourselves up. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 14, and he put forth a parable to those which were bidden when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms. That phrase there, that ought to mean something to us. When he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. The Bible says in Luke 11:43, woe unto you Pharisees, for you love the utmost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. God's teaching us here something about humility. Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For it's better to be said unto thee, come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower. And so God's, you know, teaching us here humility. When we want to take the exalted position, instead of taking the front row, take the back row. God said he marked how they chose out the chief rooms. You know, God's watching us. He's marking it. He's noticing us when we think that we are in a better position than perhaps we really are. He sees our pride. Yea, six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are abomination. What's the first one? A proud look. I wonder why God is always talking about pride. Because he knows we're full of it. We're full of ourselves. We're full of pride. Pride is at the root of every sin that man commits. I. Satan said, I will exalt my throne. And here we come along and we get the same problem. I-itis. Everything's about us so often. In Proverbs 25:27, it's not good to eat much honey, for men to search their own glory is not glory. In Proverbs 27:2, the Bible says, let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips. In Proverbs 16:19, the Bible says, better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly, than to divide the spoil with the proud. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, the Bible says, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Moses said, I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. Who am I? Why are you sending me? You know, so often others would come along and they could say, well, you made a good choice, God. I can see why you picked me. I remember hearing an account many years ago, 20, 30 years ago, about a young man who was in Bible college, very, very talented young man, spoke several languages fluently, played numerous instruments very well, very talented individual, did very well in grades and school, and he made a comment, God would be a fool not to use me. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a man saying God would be a fool not to use me? He was so full of himself, thought he was so talented and possessed so many skills, and apparently which he did. But they were all God-given. And the idea that God would be a fool not to use me. You know, I've never been around anybody that even remotely seemed like they were that proud. But I suppose there are some. And I suppose all of us have a degree of pride. Every one of us, I'm sure that's listening, we've had to confess our pride. And boy, we need to be careful. We really do. Pride is an ugly sin. It's ugly to God, and it's ugly to others. And you know, more often than not, others see it in us. God sees it in us before we see it in ourselves. And so this morning, you ought to stop, and I ought to stop and say, Lord, am I a proud person? Do I come across as arrogant? Do I come across as if I think I'm better? Do I expect the best seat, the best place? Lord, do you mark how I choose, and am I choosing unwisely? Have I taken upon myself the presumption of I'm better than somebody else around me? I'm more intelligent than they are. I'm more well-prepared than they are. I'm better educated than they are. I'm somebody. You know, we all know people like that, and unfortunately, they don't know that they're like that. But may God help us to look at ourselves this morning. Here's a biblical principle, a very good one we ought to consider. Check ourselves out for pride. Don't put forth ourselves in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better is it to be said unto thee, come up hither, that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. So may God give us wisdom this morning. Two good principles. And may God enable us this morning to live these principles out. I thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.